Hello, 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 everybody, and welcome back to What's the Topic Again podcast. I am your co-host, Imaria, aka Mars on the Internet.
And I'm your other co-host, Deborah Love.
And today, we're not really talking nor discussing about nothing. Today is going to be on the fun side.
Fun day.
And specifically, we're going to be doing a thing that's probably been on the YouTube space for God knows how many years that I can remember, and it's called Google Feud. You can literally just type googlefeud.com just to play this, and it's like Family Feud, but based off of Google searches, and you try to guess what is the top 10, 5, 8, whatever searches that have been searched on Google. So,
and I have no idea.
I try to keep this as a surprise for my mom because
I never heard of it. When she said Google Feud, I'm thinking Family Feud. That's the first thing that came to my
mind. I know. That's what a lot of people would think, in my opinion. But it's not what you think while you're playing this game.
I'm going to see how well I'm going to do.
I hope we can both do well because it's going to really give us more insight on what these Google searches have upheld us. Because it's some crazy ones. It's like, why would the people search this? Are they a killer?
Well, you know, people search. And I'm one of them. I'm always searching something on Google. Yeah.
We just trying to have a little fun, especially towards like the end of the podcast season, trying to keep it uplifting, you know. That's what we try to do. And like I said, this is kind of sort of educational, but not really. It's like the unserious route, you know what I mean?
And well, you still can learn something along the way.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So I feel like it'll be fun. So you can play along, audio listeners, or even like just viewers, try to like play along in the comments if you want to. And yeah, we're going to get started after this little break. My mom always dances every time. It'll be a screen recording of the game the whole time. Excuse me, the whole time right here. Anyway, it's going to be right here. Wow, editing magic from me. YouTube is so special than our audio listeners. I'm sorry. Anyway, but specifically, we have some categories here.
Okay.
We have culture, people, names, questions, animals, entertainment, food. Even we have an easy mode. And I'm feeling lucky, so it'll probably just be random. And question of the day.
Okay.
So, since you're older than me, I guess oldest goes first.
Okay, so let's start with food.
Okay, we're going to do some food. And this is the out of top 10 specifically. You can have 4 guesses specifically, and that's the high score off of the whole thing. So you can get a total of 20,000 points if you get them all.
Okay.
And this is round one. So if you get all of them and under the attempts, you will win the game. So the question, at least question of the Google search is, can you die from eating too much blank?
You can die from eating too much food.
Okay. So we're putting food down this dark font. It's fine, though. It's a no.
Okay. Yeah, get it off that dark mode. I'm like, what in the world?
It switched it on its own. Anyway.
Eating too much? You can die from eating too much.
You got to think Google searches now. It's not like it's a survey here. It's like what people randomly think of.
Eating too much pizza.
I wouldn't really put food. I'm thinking outside the box. No, I'm thinking more sense of bug spray.
Bug spray?
Shush. You'll be probably shocked.
Nope. No.
3 strikes.
How many strikes you get?
Let's see. I'm going to say too much. Let's see. Human. You can do as many as you can. There's 4 anyway. But here are the top 10 anyway. Fiber, which that's common right there.
Well, I was getting on the right track as far as with food. It is actually food.
Yeah. We got bananas, which if I eat too many.
I didn't know that.
You could die for too many bananas. Well, I think it's because of the fiber account or the potassium account. Maybe that's what that probably is. Just too much potassium could kill the body. watermelon, which that is on the sense of too much water, at least liquid in the body at once, because you can die of drinking too much water as well. Just, I figured that out too. This is on the sense of, by memory of what I know, don't fact check me on that. Probably editing me will probably fact check me the whole time, because I ain't trying to spread no false accusations. Anyway, next is specifically chocolate. Eating too much chocolate can kill and make you die.
Chocolate.
Spicy food.
That is not in my category, so me I would either. Never pass away from that.
Too much ice. That's interesting.
Too much ice? Well, ice does something to your blood.
Mm, that's interesting right there. Takis.
Because it's spicy.
Yeah. Then we have pineapple, which I think is just the acidic level in pineapples, probably. Okay. Cheese.
Cheese.
I guess it depends on what type of cheese. And then popcorn. That is interesting. You want to go to the next round and you see, that's a tester. Okay. We can probably figure out maybe together and think strategically on some of them. And okay. Plus, on top of that as well, this will probably be a very short episode too, because I don't think we're going to like stretch in like even 45 minutes with this.
Okay, let's go.
But let's go to the next round. All right, beef jerky is...
beef.
Just go basic, really.
Right.
No.
I don't know. I don't eat beef jerky, so
strong.
I don't...
I put strong because or tough. I was thinking tough.
Nasty.
No. This is tough.
It is tough. Beef jerky is chewy.
I like that one.
That one even?
No. I don't even eat beef jerky like that. This is very interesting to me.
So beef jerky is too expensive.
Which I did. I guess the fresher is.
I ain't know what's healthy.
Yeah, it is, because it's dehydrated meat. And I guess it also depends on the seasoning as well, because it can lead on to the unhealthy side.
So when people searching, as far as this, somebody was searching me saying, would say beef jerky is too expensive. And mm-hmm. then beef jerky is it healthy?
Mm-hmm.
Beef jerky is made from what? So you don't know what it's made from.
Mm-hmm.
Beef jerky is bad for you. So I'm not. Like you said,
like
I
said, you have to rewire your brain with Google Feud, because it's not, like I said, it's not Family Feud at all, not even the slightest. It's its own genre of game, in my opinion.
Beef jerky is jerked beef. Beef jerky.
You were on the right track when it came to the beef bit. It's just not.
Beef jerky is wet. Beef jerky is too dry.
I was on the right track there.
What part of the cow? Beef jerky is so good.
Okay. Well, okay. I think we'll go to the third round. If we don't get nothing, we're switching categories. I feel like that's fair.
Okay.
So, last round, coconut. And just, I'm going to put coconut juice. We're going to put that. Is that how you spell juice? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No, that's so sad. Maybe flakes? Would you think that?
So people
I'm thinking on the sense
searching
of...
coconut.
I'm thinking, like, if I'm baking, okay... What would I search up for something?
I would say coconut water.
Okay. That's what I'm trying to think of. Like, oh, we got one. We got one. It's number two. We got 9,000 points. Good job, mama.
Okay, so I'm searching coconut flakes.
I was thinking coconut flakes. That's what I was thinking about. Like I said, if I'm baking.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. No, okay. I'm shocked. Coconut cake, then. That's what I'm thinking about. Coconut cake. No. Mm. How about, I was thinking like coconut cake recipes, because it's very specific. But we have one more strike.
Right. So coconut.
Pretty tough one.
Scroll down.
Like it says, add it. Oh, it has like on the sense of you got two, because it's on the sense of it's water. That's the 9,000. And then specifically the fourth down anywhere.
Put down coconut is a fruit.
Okay.
Is a fruit.
No.
Okay. So
coconut oil, that should have been obvious for the child to be
coconut
that.
Crab?
I'm gonna search up what that is. Editing Mario, put that on the screen for the YouTube viewers. I'm sorry, audio listeners,
coconut water benefits, coconut oil for hair, coconut rice, coconut tree. That's where the coconuts come from.
Coconut milk. What is this? Enemas?
Coconut aminos.
Aminos. Oh, okay. Like amino acids and stuff like that. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. I mean, we got 13,000 off of, like, just doing that. And that's, in my opinion, like, a tester for sure. So, like, good job to us for even just understanding the game, all right? So, let's start a new game. I'm going to choose the round this time. I think, I really don't want to do people. Because if we do people, we're going to really have to think.
I'm thinking with coconut.
I'm going with people. I feel like that's fair.
Go with people.
I smell. I don't know why I'm thinking like the kid sentence, like, I smell bad. You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah. What's
that in? I don't know. I'm just thinking to myself. But I'm like, I will put a Y in front of it than anything. If I'm doing a Google search, if that makes any sense. How does, like, Google, why do I smell bad?
So if I'm typing in that, Google going to autocomplete. You're going to give me a list.
What would that list be is the question.
Sometimes I can smell when it's about to rain.
So what would it be like? I smell the rain or the fresh rain? What?
Yeah.
No. Even when you did water anyway, it gave the other answer behind that too, but
fart.
I was thinking like fart, but like I didn't know how to word it at all. Nope. But my thing is, this is people. How is this?
It's first people?
Yeah.
I smell fire.
I don't know. This is, that was a toughie. That's what I'm like. Pennies, that makes sense in my opinion to a degree. Because I searched beef. That at one point in time. Oh my gosh. I smell like beef. Oh, it's like the, that's one of my favorite short videos whenever it came out. It was this little white girl, like white baby anyway. She kept staring at the window and it was raining and she just kept saying, I smell like beef. I smell like beef. I will show you the video later. Okay. It's so funny.
Smell burnt toast.
Mm-hmm.
Smoke all the time. I smell smoke all the time.
Gas in my house. Pennies meme. I don't know what that is. Mm-hmm. I'm too young for that.
And you know I have smell gas in the car.
You have, and you say you were scared crap.
Well, and the reason why I was smelling it because of the gas cap. I had
like, to get so a new gas cap. You were kind of like nervous on this. It's like, why do I smell gas?
I'm like, I'm smelling my hands. You know, I'm like, why do I smell like gas in the car?
And this is why you always be cautious. You can smell gasoline on your hands to at least, you know, like wash them, wipe them afterwards or something.
And I did. And I had done that. So I just didn't know why I was still smelling
check
gas.
Gas
and
then cap.
I know I checked the gas cap. It was tight.
Close
but
it.
I had to replace it.
And
in the end.
Yeah.
I smell like onions.
Maybe. I could get that sense of being an athlete. Some people do smell like some onions.
They do say oniony.
Yeah. I've heard your I don't think onions. I
like
think
oniony.
Corn chips. That's the first thing I think about. It's like
when I think of corn chips, I think of feet. that's what.
But you know, like, you just know, especially if you deal like in a gym or at most a place that.
Or have been an athlete.
Yeah,
as
and just
far as
in general.
Going outside playing.
Yeah,
as a
like,
kid.
You just know the level of funk in the room, in my
Mama
opinion.
Mama used to say, we smell fresh. And that was not a good thing.
No, the black person thing that you will say is, you smell like outside.
That's what I say. Yeah, you smell like outside.
But it's true, though, because it's on the sense that you smell like what outside smells like, or almost like the nature outside smells
whatever
like.
Whatever it is in that air sometime, it really is.
It's strong.
It's potent. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But anyway, next round. Someone gave me a
wedgie.
What is it? I'm going to let you type it, even though you type slower than me sometimes.
Just click return?
No, it's gonna auto correct. Yeah, you press return. No.
Okay, someone gave me a.
Someone. I'm keep on thinking like someone gave me a penny. I'm like, I don't know why.
Gave me a penny?
Yeah. Or a coin or a bill, a dollar. That's what I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about money. I don't know why.
Someone gave me a surprise birthday party. Someone gave me.
Just personally, someone gave me a gift.
A gift?
Someone. Well. It's so hard to rewire your brain to think like.
Google
search.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of like being used to like a survey question when it's like common people thinking about either the same or indifferent things. It's so weird. And some of them are long too, so that's like worth a shot to probably guess what you're thinking anyway.
Someone gave me a brand new car.
That could work.
No. Someone gave me $1 million.
I'm like, you
somebody
think,
even say,
yeah. I'm just trying to, like, either things that people have said or, and people, like, done a Google search on famous slings or something. $2 bill.
$2 bill.
I was thinking, like, on the sense of money-wise. That's what I was mostly thinking about.
A box of darkness? What is that?
Someone's depressed. Maybe you need to go to a therapist. Maybe we need to start fighting the demons with prayer. Something.
Someone gave me a fake check.
I was thinking that.
I should have known that because, you know, someone mailed me two
sure
fake
did.
Checks.
Two, and it was like big money. It's like, this is.
I wasn't going to go cash it.
Of course, but some people will fall into stuff like that. And
one check was like over $3,000.
Yeah.
And the other one. And the crazy part
one
about.
The other was like $5,000 or something.
Yeah, but the crazy part about this, y'all, and this how you know about that people find ways to scam you any type of way.
Mm-hmm.
And this scam was coming from someone said they got my resume from Indeed. They had created an application. They had set up a Microsoft Teams interview. I never did see them. It was more or less chat
mm-hmm.
as far as Microsoft Teams.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were asking interview questions, and I was responding to them. And then they were saying how much, you know, as far as what my hours would be. And I don't know whether that fake check supposed to have been a scam or whatever, but I stopped responding to them because then, I started feeling uneasy about it.
Mm.
So I'm like, okay. And then they said, okay, then we're going to send you in advance or whatever. And only thing you had to do was just cash the check and I don't know whether it was asking me to send them some money or whatever, but I still have the check. I didn't throw
because
them away.
I know you said you want to at least shred them, so
I want to shred them, but then I also want to. I was want to try to show people or tell them as far as what to look out for, and because you know me, I always go look at businesses and mm-hmm. try to see where they're located at when mm-hmm. it come down to checks and stuff.
I would do
stuff.
The same thing.
And this individual was really like, just go cash the check. Cash the check. I'm like,
if someone's persuading you to do something like that that hard, they're trying to get your information like ASAP to everything.
I'm like, I am not cashing up. But no, when you take those checks to the bank and you cash it and your bank accepts it and say, we're going to give you so much up front and then they hold the rest, they can get you for a fraudulent check.
I was like, a fraud, ain't it?
Yeah, they can get you for that, and you can get arrested mm-hmm. for stuff like that. I'm like, I ain't going to jail for nobody. No. I don't even know you, number one. So I've heard of scams and things, but
scams come in weird ways.
Right, but to get, and the thing about it is they send the check by FedEx. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
They did. They send the check by FedEx.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not cashing it. FedEx left now. That's what it had on the paperwork. I don't know. We don't know who left it at the door.
No, and that's the crazy bit because we had the ring at the time. You know what I mean?
No, they left
no. Oh, okay. FedEx. Specifically, just in general though, No, it wasn't the ring. It was more sense of I would have gotten a notification on
From
my phone
FedEx.
from FedEx if something
Right.
got delivered. Nothing of the sort
Right.
came up at all. And it's like, wait, what? You got that for through FedEx? How? I would have seen it
And
beforehand.
I'm like, who sends somebody thousands of dollars and then you just want them to cash the
By
check?
check without notifying the actual person in advance, if that makes any sense. You know what I mean?
Scams.
Yeah.
Now, I did watch too, someone sent me a TikTok video today of a young lady saying, be careful when you use your cards and stuff at the stores. She said that she went through checkout. She did name the store that she went to, but I'm not going to name it. It was a grocery store. She went through the checkout. She said her item was $19.94. She swiped her Cash App card. And she said she did see it pop up on the screen. Did you want any cash back? But it went away really quick. And then it was declined as far as the $19.94. And she said, I know I have that amount in there. She said the cashier was running it for $119.94, and they was going to keep the cash for themselves.
They hack the system that fast?
Yeah.
That's a crazy.
I mean, you do. I don't know how they reverse it like that too, whereas you don't say, didn't even give them the opportunity to say yes or no. You quickly said yes for them, and you enter the amount. But she didn't have $119.94, so they
So it
can
got
get that.
declined too.
Right, it got declined, but she went and she it said what it was. Apparently, he didn't know that she had the notification set on up on her Cash App. So when it was declined, it popped up as far as the amount that it was declined for. And she said, "I didn't try to do nothing for 119." But she called the person out. She went call the authorities or whatever. But she apparently has a TikTok page where she was letting her viewers know what was going on and just be careful. Somebody said that's the reason why I go to self checkout. I don't go through, and self checkout is good because
Oh, she did that on the sense of somebody.
she went the
I thought it was
cashier.
self-checkout for a second when you told
No,
me the
the
story. So,
cashier did it.
oh my gosh, okay.
Yeah, she ran her card, swiped her card, and she said it was just so quick on the screen that she didn't have the opportunity to say yes or no.
That's crazy.
And they had
That's
already
too
said
stingy,
yes,
in my
and then
opinion.
they typed in yes as far as $100 cash back.
I'm like, that's too stingy right there. And no, not stingy. That's too desperate, in my opinion, to
That's but
be.
just think about the number of people that they got away with doing it, and someone is not paying any attention to their Cash App account.
That's true. Whatever store that they were, in
Yeah,
my
I'm not going to
opinion,
say the store.
like I said, whatever store they were, in my opinion, that, in my opinion, if you don't like that store, just quit.
You can't, but the thing about it is, you can't blame the store. It was not the store.
No, I'm talking
It
about
was.
on the sense of them being on the sense of if this was a consistent thing that they were doing, in my
But
opinion.
it's
If
not
they
the
were
fact.
not getting paid enough on the sense of, in their opinion, they should go, in my opinion.
They just found a way that they can
Get quick
scam money
money.
from people and or skim it. Basically, you
Yeah.
skim it from them because you saying they want cash back, so they don't get the cash back. The cash back is coming to them.
Yeah.
So now if they go back and roll coverage or look at all of their stuff and this and that, some people probably can come back and make some complaints. But that's
No.
what fake check rolled into that right there.
Yeah.
Okay, someone gave me a sourdough starter. Now what? I don't even know what that is.
Oh, a sourdough starter specifically is like a bloomed yeast starter. So it's on the sense of it's in a jar or either at most it's preserved for X amount of days till it's almost since it's yeast it's gonna smell a little stinky, but it blooms in a way that is very puffy and airy. So when you use it in sourdough, it more sense the starting process of that airy texture for the dough.
Oh, for the bread.
Yeah, for the bread. So,
Okay.
yeah, that's all that is.
And someone gave me a bad check. I ain't never got a bad check from nobody, but I
Me
did get
either.
a fake check. Someone gave me a dog and now wants it back.
Yikes.
Wow.
Maybe you should not go to Google. Maybe the police.
Yeah. Someone gave me a hint on Bumble.
Oh, Bumble's a dating app, if I'm incorrect.
Right. Someone gave me a check that bounced.
What does that mean?
Someone gave, they gave them a check.
Uh-huh.
When they went cast the check, when their bank send the check in through the individual, for the individual to clear that account,
uh-huh.
they didn't have the money in there.
Oh.
So now, then that check comes back on you.
And you had to pay it back?
You got to pay it. And the bank fees.
Ew, I don't like that.
So, let me tell you a thing I used to do when someone would give me a check for doing something for them.
Mm-hmm.
I would take it to their bank.
Oh. And oh, yeah, you did used to do that when I was sure younger.
I take it to their bank. And so their bank got to look into their account to make sure that money is there.
But they sure would try to slide you in on the sense that you could come join our bank. Mm-mm, just give me my money.
I don't want to. And then that's when banks start saying, okay, we can't cash the check unless you have enough money in your account to cover the check. And they will hold that money out of your own personal account.
Mm. So, that never really happened to me.
I don't want personal checks.
I'm like, that never really happened to me in the first place because all the checks were like funded to me to have in my account. That's
yeah.
all that was. It never really was on the sense of just a check and that's it.
I mean, I would think that people don't even want to take a check these days.
I know. I'm like, there's so many.
It's so many other platforms.
Online banks that you can just like forward money to anybody, in my opinion.
Someone gave me a car without title. I did say a brand new car, but this person got a car and they didn't have a title to the car, so you really don't own the car.
Oh.
They gave you the car, but you don't own the car.
That sounds like something like a sketchy...
They just need to transfer the car out of their name and put it to the person's name that they gave it to if they have a title to it.
Oh, okay. Listen, I'm young in this world, alright? I've been sheltered. I've learned a few things, but not everything in this world.
Well, I've done that before, so I know how that works. And someone gave me a bad check and I cashed it.
Okay.
See there? That was a fake check. They probably cashed a fake check.
Mm.
No, not doing it.
Okay, let's move on to the next round. Okay. Who is the world's richest blank?
Who is the world's richest rapper?
Apparently that was up there. That was out of 10.
Number 8?
Yeah. So that's up there.
Okay, who is the world richest man?
This is so simple. That's top 1.
Woman.
Okay, it's Women's History Month. Happy Women's History Month, everybody!
Right. It's Women International History
All right, Month. That's number 4. We're getting some stuff here.
Who is the world's richest child?
No. Who's the world's... I'm trying to look at these. One of them is very long. That's interesting.
I would say actor.
Okay, we're thinking simple stuff. I feel like this... I was thinking singer, but I'm like, that's too simple. Okay, we got actor there. That's number 3.
Okay, then go with singer.
Okay. I want it to be a specific thing, though. Okay, number 2. Okay. This is what we got so far.
The number 1. Man. Number 2. Singer.
I'm going to say we got actor. The
number 1, women. 2, and 3.
1, and 4. 2, 3, 4, and 8.
Okay.
Let me think. World's richest... CEO?
You can put that down.
I mean, I'm just thinking, like, on the sense of for a company or something like that? Nope. It's hard! World's richest... what is this long one? That's my curiosity right now.
I'm thinking, I would think entrepreneur, wrestler, okay. Boxer.
I was thinking, we could do not wrestling, wrestler, Imaria. There we go. No. Director? I'm just thinking about Google searches that I would do.
I would look for an author.
Okay. some popular stuff. Nope.
Okay.
Okay, let's see here. YouTuber, that should have been obvious for the
channel. Yeah.
Athlete, once again, you were on the right track with that. Female musician, that was the long one right there. And
okay,
then,
so you said singer, but you just didn't say female musician.
Mm-hmm. Man ever, so.
Okay. Mm-hmm. When I said child, did
yeah,
I say?
But it has to, like I said, Google Feud is very specific.
So it had to be kid.
Yeah. Ooh, my ear. We got 37,000 points.
We did
Ooh.
Better on that one.
We're proud.
We're getting better in the people category.
Yeah. But we did two full rounds anyway. I think we should probably just take a break, and we'll be right back after this. Okay, Mama, you choose the next round, and then we'll have the final round, in my opinion, before we end this episode.
Okay, let's go with names.
Okay, names. Okay, we got Sandra.
Bullock. B-U-L-L-O-C-K.
Okay, B-U-L-L-O-C-K.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know why in the world I'm thinking about your sister.
Oh. Sandra Bullock, Sandra Bernhardt, B-E-R-N,
B-E-R-N,
H-A,
H-A,
R-D-T,
R-D-T?
Yeah.
Like that?
Mm-hmm.
No. Hmm. I don't know that many Sandras. I'm not even.
That's probably on.
Like, obviously, you know.
When I knew Sandra Bullock.
Who is she anyway? Oh, Sandra Bullock movies. Oh, apparently she's popular like that
okay,
anyway.
So, oh, they gave me two.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. So I got 14,000 points from that one. Sandra Bullock movie.
Who is Sandra Bullock? That's my question.
She's an actress.
Oh.
She's a good actress.
Been in the industry for a while?
Long time.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm just unedumacated. All right.
Oh, yeah. You need to go back and watch
some
of her
movies. I'll take my slap on the wrist, all right?
Sandra.
It's really short. And I don't know why I'm thinking Lee. Sandra Lee. I don't know who is that in the world.
Put it down.
I'm just looking at this short bottom answer. I'm like, I don't know who. No.
Look at this long name.
I know. There's a lot of long ones. There's like four of them. That's crazy.
I don't know what the lady name was. Sandra. I'm just thinking Sandra Day O'Connor. So type in Day.
D-A-Y.
D-A-Y.
Mm-hmm.
O-C.
O-C.
O-N-N.
O-N-N.
O-R. I think that's how you spell her name. Huh? O-R. I think that's how you spell it.
Like, with the apostrophe like this, or is it you think is?
Yeah, maybe that right there.
No.
Sandra Wilson.
We just go full blast your sister. She don't even know this
Grace.
Exists. Douglas Morgan.
I don't know who that is.
Douglas Morgan, husband. Then we got Douglas Morgan, age. Douglas Morgan.
Who is Wikipedia. Douglas Morgan?
I don't know. Fun. I'm going to look it up right now.
I know Sandra Oh. And she's a comedian.
Oh, yeah. And that name does sound familiar.
Yeah.
So we got Sandra. I'm pulling this up right now on Google search with y'all so y'all can see it.
Morgan. That's what I said.
Hold on. I'm sorry. I blanked out. My fault. Yeah, Sandra. Oh, she's a Canadian actress. That's who she is.
Wanna come up. See, Sandra Day O'Connor is there. I know
okay.
I ain't crazy.
So apparently she's just not that top up there.
Not
oh, she's president of Las Vegas Rangers. That's who she is.
She's the who?
Raiders, my bad.
Oh, okay. Still don't know her.
Apparently, she's popular.
Yeah.
She's 45 years old.
And she worth millions of dollars.
Apparently so.
To be.
Oh, she's a black and Asian woman. She's Blasian, apparently. She is.
American football executive attorney who is currently the president of the Las Vegas Raiders. Of the National Football League. She is the first black and Asian woman to serve as NFL team president. Okay, so
I'm
she's
like,
the team president.
Like I said, she's Blasian. So.
Okay.
And they even act ethnicity here. Sandra Smith. Okay. They're just Sandra Douglas. That's it.
I don't know. And it's
Anyway.
still Sandra Douglas, huh?
Anyway, next round. We got Russell.
Wilson.
I was thinking Wilson too. Okay, glad we're on the same mind there. Yep, number two. Yay.
And that's all I know. Russell Athletics. T-H-L. Yep.
Athletic.
With the S.
Oh, my bad. No.
And but it's a
It pro yeah, I'm gonna
some
say
gear
it is a
called
company.
Russell Athletics.
Okay. Who is the football? I could say there was a
You could put
football.
down Russell Wilson wife.
Okay, we could put some things if he's that popular on the list.
He
He
is. He's a football
no,
player.
just saying that's okay. So I ain't crazy. He is a football player. All
Yeah.
right. No. Wilson, I'm gonna put football. Is there one that long ish? No, I'm not gonna put it then. We're gonna be safe here. We're gonna be safe.
I don't know.
I don't know either. I
They're going with some bad things. Who searched Russell?
We have two guesses now.
Okay, let's guess.
I'll
Give
probably.
up.
We give. We have all strikes. We give.
Russell Crowe. Oh my gosh, I can't believe I ain't thinking of Russell Crowe.
Russell 2000.
I don't know Russell 2000. Russell
Westbrook.
Westbrook. Oh my gosh,
Westbrook.
basketball player. Russell Crowe is an actor, one of my favorite ones, especially when he was Gladiator.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
You're like, I want to binge watch Gladiator
Right?
again.
I don't know Russell Dickerson.
Silver Syndrome?
I don't know
Something.
the Russell Simmons Central. Silver
Silver
Syndrome?
Syndrome.
No,
I don't
don't
know
know
what
that
that
either.
is.
But I know, quite a other that was not
But
clicking at
you
the
should have
time.
probably said brand with the other one because it's like Russell Brand. That's what that is. You were
Okay.
thinking athletics, like the actual name of it.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
But I'm like, we should have known better with the Westbrook, though.
Yeah. And me, Russell Crowe, should have
Yeah.
known that too.
Anyway, last round. Jennifer, we can do this quick. We could do Hudson. I mean, how you say her at least
It's
spelling?
HUDSON like he was doing.
Okay. My ear itch, my bad. Okay, she's down here. All right.
Lopez.
Okay, yep. Now you spell it, yeah. Okay, top one. Woohoo.
Aniston,
How do you say?
Anistone.
T-O-N? Okay.
Garner, Garner.
You said N-E-R. Okay.
Joe's the three Jennifers. I know right off the top of my head.
Jennifer, because we got some short ones here too.
Let me see.
This is the list right here, people. Is there somebody named Jennifer Day or something? Or am I behind thinking of like somebody else Day? I think I'm thinking of somebody else Day in my bed. I was thinking of something else. I don't know. We both like having a big brain fart, like trying to find anything in my head to think of Jennifer. When it don't go with Lee. I mean, we have four
Where?
guesses
Go with
anyway.
Lee.
It's like, when in doubt, just use Lee. No. At least with this one, they get you four. With actual Family Feud, is three.
Right. Those Jennifers I know for sure.
Yeah, those.
Can't think of no other ones.
I'm trying to think of like award shows of announcers at this point to say a name that sounds familiar to me. That's the only way that my brain could think. And plus, our brain is saying, we said. At least all with like two singers and two actresses. Well,
That's all that.
technically, all almost like three of them are actresses, including Jennifer Lopez. She had an acting career.
He's a singer too, so okay, I give up on that one.
I want to keep guessing.
Okay, go with Jennifer Wilson.
We Jennifer, I do lead.
Jennifer Davis.
Davis, that sounds like something. I like that option. No.
Okay, Jennifer Johnson.
No.
Okay, how did you guess the last one?
Yang.
I say Jennifer Jones.
I was just gonna say Yang. Connelly?
Jennifer Connelly.
Connelly, okay. Lawrence, we should have known better than that.
Yeah.
Gray. Okay, so I was on something when it
Jennifer
came.
Huff, Derek Huff's sister.
Oh, okay. Simi?
Jennifer, I don't know who that is.
Simi?
Yeah, don't know. Don't know the last one either.
In the church.
Is that Todrick? Todrick?
I don't think it. Oh, no. Anyway, y'all see it on screen. We got 50,000 points. That's our highest score yet, though. Good yep. job to us. Okay, so that's our highest score yet. Yay. Anyway.
It's the last one on you.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And
okay.
That was the third round, wasn't it, for names?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Last and final round. Ugh. I don't want to do entertainment. I did animals, and I was so stumped, I swear. I don't want to... Because if I'm thinking culture, I'm thinking like pop culture references.
Well, then you know more entertainment people than what I do, probably. Or
I feel like I don't.
I would say between entertainment and culture.
Well, that's a question. Well, we're stumped on some stuff even with people. I like culture. Listen, don't. I thought you were about to sing the Jeopardy music.
I was not going to do that because I don't know whether we're
We're doing culture. All the way to
the bank.
Really? It's culture. We're going to put it there anyway because we're taking it like Family Feud. Okay. You win, mother. All the way to
the top.
That's what I was thinking to myself. Yep. All the way to win. I spelled win wrong. No. I thought that would be something.
All the way to the house.
No.
Mm. All the way to the moon and back.
Is there one long? Okay, I think.
Maybe all the way to the moon.
All the way to the moon. It could autofill it for us too. Nope, it's not even. Like I said, last one did autofill for us, so. Lucky shot. All the way to. All the way to the finish.
All the way to the finish line?
I was just thinking to the finish, like the actual movie title, I believe, to something that I probably watched in the past.
I say finish line.
No. To the...
All the way to Memphis.
Memphis.
Reno.
To the Reno. Heaven is heaven. America. That, I believe, is a movie. All the way
Camry.
To America. Calvary, he went to me. I guess that's a quote from something.
All the way to Calvary, he went for me. That's Jesus.
Oh, Christ. Okay.
He went to Calvary Mountain.
I'm sorry, I'm uneducated. I have not read my Bible in a minute. I should really get back.
That you should.
I'm like, I really should get back reading it again.
All the way to Synonym. All the Paris. Way to Paris. All the way to Timbuktu. I've heard when it takes people some time to do something, it say you must have gone to Timbuktu if it take you some time to respond back to somebody.
Well, I have more sense you would have used it as a kid because I know you heard me say it before, and because I think you told me like, or at least when you had like those play mats or whatever that you bought for me, and I saw all the continents everywhere, and I asked him like, "Mama, how long is here to Africa?" And he's like, it's a very long way. I'm like, from here to Timbuktu. I'm like, that's a distance away. That's all that slang
that's
is.
That's a long distance.
It's far, and you don't need to take my car. You could, but not saying that's the most rational. I don't think you
Timbuktu.
Can.
I don't even know what Timbuktu is. It may be a Timbuktu in the United States.
Who knows? Anyway.
Look it up. Google it.
Football is.
called is fun.
You're just doing simple stuff now.
Yep.
No. Football is life.
Oh!
God, five of them.
Football is life. Football is life. GIF. Football is
I was
life.
Thinking that on the sense of that actual meme for sure. That's why that's what came to my mind. It was a very big pop culture at one point in time. I'll probably pull up the meme. It's so funny.
Okay.
Let me think. Well, at least you go because that's what I got.
I'm looking at this long one.
Oh. Football is
a sport.
The best sport. That's okay. What they gave to you. We're beating our high school
football,
already.
Football is my favorite game. That's what I say.
No. Mm. I don't know.
Football is my life. Somebody probably say that.
No, I'm going to say I just did that.
Football is my life?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Well, football is life, so it wouldn't really count to say my life. Football, you said fun already. Football is so boring.
That's when they say baseball is America's game, somebody probably say football is America's game. I don't know.
No. I'm thinking more sense of like football is so boring. No.
I thought it was going to probably be football is like soccer. It's dangerous. A game of inches.
Gay I've heard commercial. That before.
A game of inches. What do you see? Ooh.
Gay commercial.
Oh. Football is the most important of the least important things. Okay, the most important of the least important things, really. Okay.
Football is dangerous.
Well, they said that, you know, yeah, they you do can the helmets, really... they change some things in sports for football players, so
they're yeah. trying, but I'm like, man, it's still get a lot of head trauma, a lot of injuries yeah. in the process.
They've changed
the helmets.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But still, it's a dangerous sport.
To protect
sport.
Them more.
I mean, any sport is dangerous to their own degrees, of course.
Because it's so physical.
Yeah, it takes a lot of mental and physical strength off of your body, and
it's like people playing hockey.
Yeah, I'm
My
like,
goodness,
your brain. Is like rewired in a way to adapt to that sport sometimes. And it's not everybody's brain can adapt that quickly. You know what I mean? Some people it takes time or it's just not for them at all. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I've seen people as a former all-star cheerleader anyway, I've seen people in and out my cheer gym all the time. Like they're there for one season or for a few months and then they're gone. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's probably just not for them. And I'm cool with that. That's it, you know?
Some people just... You have to be interested in the sport.
Right.
You just can't be in it because your friend is in it. It's right. gonna have to, but then some people get into things because their friend or someone pushed them in that direction.
Right.
And they end up loving it.
I mean, you used to play basketball back in high school.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I don't know how you... Well, you say you only started because on the sense of just something to do.
I used to play. Mm. I used to play at home. Mm. Play in the backyard.
I was going to say that, but I was like, I'm not going to put that.
We played on the dirt. Mm. So it's just been around ever since I was in elementary school. So basketball has been around. Mm. And watching the older ones play, watching the older
so
girls play.
So it just
play.
Piqued your interest off
yeah.
of that.
And I used to shoot. Used to shoot at that time. I just didn't really understand the full realm of the game until I started really playing the game, understand which, about the fouls and understand about 5 seconds in the lane.
I get that.
Coming over.
I get that.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, with All-Star Cheerleading, I knew bits and pieces. Like, I knew right. stunting, I knew tumbling, I knew jumps, but I didn't know it's a ordered sequence that you have to do everything in a certain amount of time.
Yeah.
in a sharp, perfected way to appoint that to appease judges to win something. Right. I didn't know it was that serious.
Of course, you know, you had your referees officiating the games. You know, it's just your hard fouls, your technical fouls, your free throws, your, I mean, out of bounds. If you carry the ball, if you double dribble, if you travel with the ball, all
little details that you didn't even know that it matters so much while you're on the court or on the floor. You know, it's just anything like that of the sort. You know what I mean?
Yep, rebounds.
Yeah.
That sport can go on and on, but you know, some people, if you think about as famous and as good as Michael Jordan was, I think I read he didn't start playing basketball until he was in high school.
Yeah.
So it may not have been that he didn't know how to play basketball. He just probably didn't, you know, get on the basketball team until he was in high school.
Yeah. But anyway, last and final round.
Okay, let's go.
Oh my God.
Okay, oh my God.
I was thinking like the song immediately. Oh my God. That you used to have that as your ringtone. Yeah. That's a shame that it's an X.
Oh no.
Oh my God, the oh no meme, please. Oh no.
Just not oh my.
It would have been real short than that. I'm just saying, like, after this, we'll have one more thing. Get me thinking like this. Your right hand inching, money coming, Lord.
Okay. You took it away?
I'm thinking, my goodness.
Okay.
No. This is tough.
Okay, let me type one.
Okay. You got one guess, mother. She's typing away. We can't say that. We PG area.
And it wasn't even there. So. What is it?
Oh, Polly.
Oh, my baby.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, brother, where art thou? That was a movie.
Mm-hmm. My zish. What is that?
That may be a curse word.
Dang.
Hummus.
Polydress. My girl. Oh, my girl. Oh.
Oh, baby.
Oh, my girl, I believe, is a K-pop group.
Oh, okay. Oh, the places
I could be wrong, though.
Go. Oh, my Venus. Oh, man, ain't nobody searching that.
We ain't searching that. Let's reiterate. We ain't searching that, but somebody in the world did to make it like a top search like that.
Yeah, I mean, Oh Polly was the number one search.
Maybe Oh Polly is a movie.
Maybe.
And it's probably like an old classic movie to some old person that's older than you. This sounds like an old classic or something.
It may be.
But I think Oh My Girl was like second generation K-pop girl group back in the day, I believe. I could be wrong, though. I'll probably fact check myself specifically. I ain't in the K-pop community, so don't come for my neck for not knowing the knowledge, please, and thank you. Anyway, but we did get a higher points this time. We got 56,000 points. Good job to us. Good job.
For someone who never played a game before, it's almost like asking trivia questions.
Yeah, in my opinion, I will say to a degree, we both like trivia, not gonna lie.
Right.
And it's just something that I wanted to both of us to just be introduced to, just for something for fun, because I always wanted to do something like this of the sort.
I got a trivia website.
And specifically, if y'all like this, then that's cool. You know, we'll probably do it next season, probably a little bit more if y'all like it or enjoy it.
I'm gonna study some trivia before we get on the air. Maybe I have better score.
We should really like do like a whole episode, and hopefully like our episodes will be like longer next season or something. That'll be really nice to do, of just us playing like just random games or something like that. And specifically, I hope y'all guys enjoyed and played along to a degree. Like I said, I'll probably cut out any of the dead spots because we really were thinking here. And I just didn't want the whole podcast episode to be silent the whole time.
Crickets.
Yeah. And because we just trying to get the gears flowing in our brain, and this, sometimes it's hard, you know?
Yeah, especially when it's on the spot like that.
Yeah, and I mean, I feel like this was fun. It was really fun to me, trying to think on your toes.
It's different for me, but then once you get the answer, be like, oh my goodness, I should have thought of that, especially the Jennifer's and
the Jennifer's definitely is something. But yeah, we're going to take a little break and we're going to end the podcast episode. Alrighty, folks, if you have enjoyed this podcast episode, please subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow us specifically on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And you can also listen to the audio version of our podcast on our YouTube page. It's right there in the podcast section on our YouTube page, like I said. You can visit us on our website, www.whatsthetopicagain.com. You can visit our blog page on that section. We have our RSS page on there now, too, that's available just to look on there. And specifically, just in general, like I said, if y'all enjoy specifically just us having fun like this, please let us know, because we will do more next season for sure. And like I said before, we got some things in store for before we end the podcast season. Hopefully my mom has a solo episode coming soon for sure. And also on top of that, like I said to y'all before, we are gonna have like our history with somebody very special to us. She just been going through a little bit of a journey with her body right now.
Right.
And so we just want her to make sure she's just prepared and ready.
And have the energy to get through an hour with us.
Right, because we know how to talk. It's just in.
She do too.
Yeah.
She do too. That's where we get it from.
Yeah. And any final notes, Mama?
No, I just want everyone to continue to enjoy life. Live every day to its fullest. Enjoy your family. Mm-hmm. That's for sure. Mm-hmm. You know, you just never know what's going to happen to anybody. What, you know, you just never know. So just continue to live your life to the fullest. Enjoy your family, especially when it comes down to your parents. As the Bible says, honor thy father and thy mother. Definitely, definitely do that. They took care of you when you were a kid. Do that in return. I know other cultures, that's what they do. You know, it's not like the family is a burden when a family member is a burden when they're doing that. It's something that's what they know that's what they're going to do. So just do that.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And stay safe out here in these so starting to begin spring streets. And also we are springing forward, so change your clocks even specifically.
Exactly. Thanks for the reminder. I've been telling you about it the entire time, and I just
that'll be tomorrow for us specifically, but on Sunday when this is posted, hopefully you switch your clocks the night before. If not, do it now. And specifically, bugs are coming out. We already had 2 intruders already, and it hasn't even been a week yet.
Actually, 3.
3? Yeah. Really?
Mm-hmm. Not as big, but yeah, 3.
It's almost like, okay, here we go again.
I'm taking care of that.
We're going to spray raid, and we're going to have a cough attack. It's great.
Yep.
Anyway, stay safe. Put your sunscreen on because the sun's coming out. And hope y'all guys have an amazing rest of y'all Sunday. And we'll see you guys very soon.